This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, good day. Here to mess with your mind or expand it. Hopefully both of those things as we discuss the issues of the day, things that matter to most people, issues, the idea of a doctor dressing up as a unicorn. How about this? Ladies and gentlemen, think about this. Use your imagination. Jay Kirshner and I will do the same. This is a story from the St. Jude Children's Hospital, where patients mark the end of chemo with a special No More Chemo Party. It's hosted by doctors and people that are on the staff there at the hospital. At a celebration that took place there recently, a doctor went the extra mile to make one of the young patients there smile. You see the ads on TV all the time, and you wonder, my heavens, how do these youngsters survive and have kind of the upbeat attitude that they do.
Yes, yeah.
Right? Yeah, anyway. So this doctor surprised his patient by donning a pink unicorn suit for her special day, the end of chemotherapy. The moment was captured on a video that's been shared on social media. So if you look at the clip, you see the doctor entering the room wearing the inflatable pink outfit, the unicorn outfit. And he gave out he gave her where he was wearing a tutu, right?
No, and she was in the tutu. He was
she was wearing the tutu.
Yeah, he was in the pink.
He was in the pink
suit.
Thing.
She
right,
was
okay.
In a festive tutu. And yeah. They go all out for the celebration that comes complete with a song.
Sweet.
That ends with basically like pack up your bags, get out the door, you don't get chemo anymore, and it's
pack
just,
up
it's,
your
it's
bags.
Awesome because these kids are fighting for their lives and the parents or the guardians, the families who are they're supporting them, and then when
can't
they,
imagine.
They can leave because they're cancer free.
You're a mother of a two-year-old, and I look at my newborn grandson whose one-year birthday we'll celebrate next month, and I think, my God, we have so much to be thankful for. Yeah, maybe the kid gets sniffles here and there, and maybe there's a little, but they're basically healthy. Mm-hmm. And then you look at these youngsters, they're 2, 3, 4 years old, who you think just don't have a chance. And there are all kinds of things that go through your head, like why? Why would an innocent young child, if there's really a God, why is there this suffering with these poor, innocent little things?
Well, and it's something that we've said many times over, that no parent should ever have to bury their child.
No.
And you think about these young, young children, some even under the age of two, who are fighting for their lives and doing things that we as adults couldn't even imagine going through.
Yeah. All right, let's spend a minute talking about the economy. That's one of the big stories this week, this year. It's always a big story because we all have financial concerns, worries, woes, whatever it is. But you hear me frequently talking about what the opportunities are in the world. And when I hear these people who are the big taxers, the big government spenders, and they talk about they're going to go get the people who have money. We got to get those people. They got to pay their fair share because that's what they think they need to do because it makes for a good political statement. But in fact, when you think about the wealth gap that's always in the news, and it's always politicians talking about we have to redistribute things because everybody should be treated the same. No. Sorry, that's not a sale to somebody like me who has had my own business. I've had businesses, I've run businesses, not just in the radio world, but other worlds through the entire course of my life. I made a choice. Everybody is different. And one of the things we have to do, by the way, Jay, is get Maria Trilogy back on because time for another instructional lesson in astrology is the stars change. Yeah. So that's part of what makes you who you are. But I think everybody's different, and we ought to all recognize, embrace, and be thankful that we are not all the same. But for those who are on the bottom end of the spectrum of the wealth gap, and then there are those who are on the top. There are a number of things to unpack. Let me see if I can do it in a couple of minutes. Somebody sent me this information, and it gave me cause to think about what is way too frequently a part of, especially, it seems, the last couple of years, this business of the separation of the rich. There are more people that are richer and more people that are poorer, and not many people in between. Making money, I have found, is not easy. It requires self-discipline, hard work, taking risks, and not everybody is interested in doing that. I get it. It's easier today, for sure, to chase short-term pleasure and to have a good time rather than work hard. I think about what would happen if we all could see, if we had a hidden camera someplace, right? And you watched what some people do from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, how they spend their hours, how they spend their years, how they get where they are or not. And so people say, well, I don't have a chance for a good education. I can give you a dozen people who didn't even get out of high school who became successful because that's what they wanted to do. They determined it for themselves, and they went for it. So the going to college thing, good idea, and does help people. It did very, not the education part of it, but the socializing, because I wasn't very social when I was 18 years old and went to college. I didn't have many friends. And I made some great friends, lifelong friends, when I was in school. That was how I benefited. My son went to college, took him 6 years. He wasted most of those 6 years. He educated himself in a way that is laudable. I celebrate that as I celebrate his birthday with him today. But he wasn't somebody that needed to go to college. There are some people who need to for whatever the reason. And sometimes when you have a degree, depending on what school you go to, that helps you get further. But that's not necessarily the rule for everybody. Why do people live hand to mouth? Why do they live paycheck to paycheck? Some people don't have, they're there, they're stuck. And it most often is not because they want to be there. It's because that's kind of their lot in life. But then there are those who have the same complaints. They don't do anything to improve their economic condition. And they get onto drugs and stuff. And maybe this sounds like, okay, there's an old white guy and he's telling the story that he doesn't get a clue. You know, it really made me think about this with the Matthew Perry thing, where he almost died because he was so addicted to drugs. Mm-hmm. And he didn't choose. He mixed them with alcohol. He didn't choose. Now, here's a guy that doesn't have to ever work again. He makes millions of dollars every year just because the reruns of Friends are played so much. He doesn't have to do anything. So he chose to not do anything and kind of got stuck in a bottle and on pills. And it nearly killed him. So there's a choice there. We have a choice. There are all kinds of choices you can make. I remember the first time I ever talked to a billionaire. I was in awe. My God, this guy is worth $1 billion. Not somebody that you know. Just somebody that is local here in the insurance business, and he's made $1 billion. And yet he's no different than I am, than you are. He puts his pants on one leg at a time. Is he enjoying the fruits of his labor? Yeah, even a little bit. He's a little showy. He's a little gaudy. Mm-hmm. Likes to drive, you know. Okay, so, but that's his choice.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he should be castrated because he made something of himself. And you know what? He's got 500 people working for him that would have to be either working somewhere else or not working at all. And this is what drives me crazy when I listen to all these people talk about it. And I oftentimes just mention it in passing about the attacks on the wealthy. They have money. Oh, that's bad. If it wasn't for the people that have money, there'd be no jobs, there'd be no companies, because that's how you make money for the most part. You start a business or you create something. And look at Shark Tank. My God, this is probably the best example of any of this stuff. And I was talking, there's a fellow in Framingham who has a business who was speaking to our business group the other night who was on Shark Tank. And he told, it's a fabulous story about what really goes on. What you see on TV, which most of the time is the way it is, has nothing to do with the reality of what goes on Shark Tank.
Oh, that makes
For example.
Sense.
Yeah. He went in, he was in Los Angeles. They tape a whole bunch of them, like they all of them get together five times a year, and they tape five or six shows over a couple of days. Because each show, the ingredients, they have four people that are on the program that present each time. And each of those segments that are 12 minutes long actually take about an hour and a half to do. So the sharks have been sitting there. They watch and talk to these people over an hour and a half. And then they edit the best pieces in order to make it an entertaining program, which it really is. But the point I'm making here when it comes down to money is that most of them have stories that they tell that start from basically nothing. So if they can do it, and they come from all stars and stripes, you know, if you watch the show, there are older people, younger people, women, men, people of color, all kinds of people that make it. Sometimes they don't get shark offers, but they still, you can tell by their energy that they're going to make it. And so when I think about that as the best example, and I'm not trying to be Preacher Doug here, but I just I think that it isn't bad to have money. It's good to have money. It's good for the person who has it, and it's eventually good for the people that will benefit from the largesse. Look at what's-his-face has done with Tesla or the space program. This guy's got 20,000 people working for him, Elon Musk I'm talking about. So let's not talk about these people as if they were dirt, all right? Thinking about what they're doing that's good, better to do that. 18 after the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. 987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
I want to talk to you about some foods that support the immune system and nourish the body and the soul. And there isn't hardly anything that is better than meat stock with good fat, good quality salt, crushed garlic, and sauerkraut juice or pickle juice, primarily dill. That's kind of fermented food.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Hopefully you're doing well. Jay Kirshner and I are here to celebrate celebrity for a few moments. Social media, trending items, Doug's dirt, call it whatever you want. Zac Efron is front and center in this department, Jay, today. He has a new, actually, this is the second season of Down to Earth with Zac Efron, right?
Yeah.
It follows him and a wellness expert named Darren Olean as they travel around Australia and learn about sustainable living practices. Along the way, they've explored a lot of local food and culture and things. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen this, but it sounds very interesting. And
and
the new season is coming up next month. This is a Netflix show, and it is really cool because he takes like a deep dive into Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Australia is a fan. I've not been to Australia. I had some relatives who were there. My sisters have gone, but I haven't, and it just probably because I haven't had the time or taken the time. It's a long ride. It's about 18 hours to get to Melbourne or Sydney from Los Angeles. And that's just something that, you know, I've done crazy stuff like take a long trip. I've gone to Los Angeles for a day. I've gone to England for an overnight, you know, that kind of stuff. But you don't do that after you take an 18-hour plane ride.
Yeah,
so it's nice to know what it's like.
The amount of time you're actually in the air is a long time.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, this is they're looking at innovators, Australian innovators. There's a lot of the living in Australia. Most of Australia is barren. Most of it is desert. Most of it, the Aborigines, the natives live in the parts of Australia that nobody else will live in. They've been there for God knows how long. And so I think there's a lot of that here. So this is neat. They've visited some other countries as well.
In the first season,
understand,
yeah.
Yeah, how it's important to He's big on sustainability and what countries are doing, or maybe what opportunities there are to do that, because there are a lot of those opportunities all over the world. Mm-hmm. So, good. It's interesting. Jess Wade, written 1,750 Wikipedia pages for overlooked women. She's a physicist. She is a prolific Wikipedia author. Did you ever wonder where the stuff comes from? I've got a Wikipedia page. I haven't the slightest idea how it got there. Do you know how they get there?
It's user-generated, and different people do it. And then they do have people who work on Wikipedia. I believe it's kind of like a nonprofit, and they run by divisions. And they will do the research to make sure things are real.
Are accurate. Yeah. So this woman has done it. She's taken it upon herself to write over 1,750 biographies of women and minority scientists, because she thinks they deserve credit. And they do.
Yes. And she says not only are there not enough women in science, but we're not doing enough to celebrate the ones we do have. And she wants to make sure that they are noted.
Good for her. That's something. It's a labor of love for her. And we all ought to do more of that, in fact. So thank you, Jess Wade, for making us aware of all these women that previously had been overlooked. Good. 28 after, this is Good Day. Doug Stephan here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California federal judge David Carter alleges evidence that President Trump engaged in a conspiracy to defraud the United States and has ordered the transfer of four emails from Trump attorney John Eastman to the mostly partisan January 6 committee. The judge ruled attorney-client privilege does not apply in this case. An Air Force jet crashed at the end of the runway near Salt Lake City, Utah on Wednesday. The F-35 crashed at Hill Air Force Base at the north end of the runway. The 388th Fighter Wing tweeted that information. The wing commander at the base confirmed the pilot ejected to safety and that no one was harmed on the ground. One witness on Fox 13 in Utah.
Watching it, I was in the right-hand lane, and they just see it going down, and then it just hits that hill, and you just see it burst up in flames and then black smoke just going all over the place.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Good Day Show.
Do you know what you have in common with the rest of the human race? Have you ever thought, ever thought about how much you have in common rather than all of the things that we think about make us different? What do we have in common? Think about the blood in your veins.
Oxygen.
You were breathing oxygen, correct. We're all together in the universe on this planet.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. Yes, we're in the neighborhood. We thought we'd stop by your house and have a conversation about what's going on, what's happening, as it were. It's 34 after the story the other day about, you know, I was talking earlier about Trump and how he gets beaten up unnecessarily by the news media that thinks they're holier than thou and they're the greatest, yada, yada, yada. But I think the other night, or the other day, we were talking, I saw this, I think, Monday night, and I think I brought it up on Tuesday, the story of Trump overcharging the Secret Service for staying in rooms in his hotels. Right. So where the normal, and I just happened to see the numbers again, thought, okay, if Trump deserves a little bit of a zing, it's probably because the hotels were charging the Secret Service $1,185 a night for the Secret Service agents that were staying in rooms that were in Trump hotels. So one wonders whether the president told the staff, I mean, how much does he get involved in this sort of thing? And why would they not just stay at the Motel 6 instead of staying at a Trump hotel?
And it's not like they were staying there on vacation. They were staying there
for business.
They were on the job. So
yeah, on the job.
It's not like they were paying for it. The Secret Service were not paying for it themselves. That even if they did up front, it would be reimbursable by their job.
Expense accounts. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, so what are you waking up to this morning? Are you looking at yourself as a magnificent, powerful human being? Or are you just looking at yourself as a lonely, oh, it's me, and today's another day, what a.
Or an in-between, like,
maybe in-between. Yeah, right. Well, you can become whatever it is that you're thinking. So the better your thoughts, the better your day will be, and the better your life will be. That's what I share with you, because that's kind of the way I look at it. You're the victim, if you will, of your own thoughts, and you're also the winner if you're in a good place. This is a brutally honest recap. A youngster who was doing show and tell in school, recapping his mother's half marathon performance. You see this, Ashley DeSano, who's the mother of two. Everybody's laughing about this because of the video that was shared on her TikTok account. Her son had to do show and tell, and part of what they do apparently in this class is what amounts to weekend news, kind of like the weekend update on SNL, only for the class. And so the gym that was there is the mother involved running a half marathon, and what she did to pee and poop.
But I love that he even gave her kudos for finishing the half marathon. I'm like, she did really good for an old person.
Yeah, right.
She's 42. Come on.
Not an old person at all. Well, I suppose that's old to a kid who's 12 years old or 9.
25-year-olds are old to children.
Yes, they are. Uh-uh. Not... It becomes more precious as you push along a little bit further. I was talking about today being my son's birthday and how I can. I have a picture actually of he and Megan, of him. Excuse me, James, of him and Megan on the wall right in front of me that I look at. That was taken when Megan was about 12, and maybe she was 11, and Brendan was 7 or 8. And I look at that, and then I look at the two of them today. I was talking to both of them on FaceTime last night. And this is, Megan, whose birthday is in December, is when she's celebrating with her brother today, having lunch with him, and we'll have a celebration this weekend when I go out there. It's really amazing to look and think about those two as I look at them as children, and then I look at them as adults. And I don't think a parent ever thinks that they're anything other than their children. They may be whatever their age, but they're still your child. And isn't that a mind blower? I find it to be when I look at the two of them today and the two of them when they are coming along, it just is a mind blower. And all the opportunities that we've had to share things, they love to tease me. You know, we've all done things that each other didn't like according to, depending on who you're believing, whatever the written story may be. But I've done some dumb things. The kids have done dumb things. And, we all realize that we have a fantastic relationship and we teach each other. I've learned a whole heck of a lot from my children and they've learned a whole heck of a lot from me. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? I find that to be.
Yeah.
Right. Learn from each other. Anyway, I saw this son, the mother in her half marathon. Good for her. I couldn't do a half marathon. Could you?
No. I would struggle even with a 5K.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's go to Michigan, shall we? Grant, Michigan. High school artist was chosen to paint a mural. And then, He won a contest to brighten up the middle school health center. This is in Grant, Michigan. I think I said that. And so the student got approval to paint images of smiling children, as well as to spread the message of staying healthy. So if you look at the painting, there are three children. There's a boy seen in a light blue, pink and white t-shirt, the colors of the transgender flag. A girl is wearing pink, royal blue and purple, colors of the bisexual flag, and the second girl is in rainbow pride colors. So the superintendent of the public school system was a judge of the contest. And he was asked if he understood the meaning of the colors when the student's design was chosen as the winner.
Well, and
apparently,
it's really
he did not. No, I'm just, help yourself. I'm always wanting to, listen,
well, no,
you can jump in any place.
It's a beautiful and colorful mural.
It's interesting.
And
yeah.
There are multiple children, just the three specific that some of the parents had certain issues with.
They had problems with it,
Yeah, and then there's medical personnel and, like, that are in
very clever
characters of a bunny and a pig, and it's really sweet. Now, the thing is that this was the mural that was submitted and was approved. However, once it became time to paint it, the artist did add a couple other
touches.
Things. Just a few touches. Not what the clothing was, but just a few touches. And some parents deemed it demonic and Satanism and witchcraft and all this stuff. And there were other parents who were coming, you know, stepping up for this artist and saying, no, the person is just all inclusivity for everything. But even the artist said, I will remove the two additional pieces that I added to the mural so that it is.
This is a junior high school youngster too, right?
Yes, a junior high school youngster.
Yeah.
And this artist even said, okay, I will remove the different things. And one of it isn't even, it's not even satanic or anything like that. It's a good luck. It's the palm with the eye on it, which is a symbol of good luck. And then the other is, it kind of looks like a demonic character, but it's from a video game, and it was supposed to be for any of two and three.
See, I don't understand much of this stuff. If I had looked at this, I would have kind of, because I don't generally find these things, this type of thing, moving. And even if I studied it and saw all of this stuff, you explained to me what was here, and I thought it was interesting to, you know, I'm looking at the mural, and I still don't know that I get everything that's there, but that's good because it gives you, you know, maybe you go back and look at it, you see each time you look at it, you see something different, take something different away. I got a kick out of Tracy Hargraves, who has two children in this school. She came to the defense of the artist when a lot of other people who supposedly have the same stripes as she were, once they understood what it was, were really upset about it. She says, quote, I'm a conservative, right-wing, gun-loving American. And I've never seen more bigoted people in my life, referring to the people who don't like what was there once they understood what was there. And so what do you do with a youngster who kind of has this much creativity? Does this spoil the creativity, the zone?
Well, the poor student left the meeting in tears.
Yeah.
She was trying to do something nice and be all-inclusive and heartwarming, and a lot of people took exactly that from this, but then there were the others who didn't.
So why are we paying attention to them? Why don't we pay attention to the people that had something good to say, like Ms. Hargraves? Listen, I'm not somebody who is, in my life doesn't involve a lot of the stuff that's in this picture, so be it. It doesn't have to. It doesn't make a difference to me what color your skin is, what your sexual orientation is.
Yeah, that's what all inclusive means.
Just like live your life and leave me alone. What the hell do these people get out of being this worked up about something? It's pathetic. Actually, I find that whole thing to be pathetic.
It is, and to come at a child in such a way is just horrific.
And how do you, what does that do to the rest of, exactly. All right, here, speaking of noting, somebody who ought to know better, this minister, Reverend Charles Southall, from the First Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Orleans, got caught with his hands literally in the donation plate. So this guy has been cornered, and he admitted this week defrauding his church to the tune of $900,000. So now that he's been caught, apparently the deacons in the church have been, you know, normally the deacons count the dough, right? At the end of the service, you know, you pass the plate and the money. I don't know whether you do that in your church, mm-hmm. but that was what happened in my church. And so that's when, you know, you have pledges and it's how they pay the minister, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, this is one of those big mega churches. This guy's a big phony. And so he's going to serve 10 years in jail because he defrauded his church. At least he confessed to doing that when he was cornered. But in the meantime, what made him think it was okay to steal the 900 grand? This was over a number of years. Not only did he defraud the church, but it's housing ministries, that sort of thing. The guy's 64 years old, and he thought, okay, I'm going to plead guilty to this because I don't want to go through any more of the embarrassment. He's a bad guy. I suppose any field, even the ministry, can find bad guys, right? Or opportunity, whatever it is, this whatever they say it is.
Mm-hmm.
The donation box was raided and lots of other things. The church had some rental properties. The money that came in was diverted to him. I don't know, he's just a bad guy. So I guess the lesson is
a bad name for so many other people, and we see
that
a lot.
Right.
Like we see one bad police officer, and all of a sudden, all police officers are bad, and that's not the case. Same
no.
with pastors.
Count the money when the tray comes in. That's the lesson here. 48 after.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. ER capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Doug Stephan here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. I always love to remind you because I think it's so pride. When you find somebody who's really good and really likable, and he happens also to be the doctor that you can rely on, those combinations are not beatable. So if you would like to have the advantage of having access to all of those combinations of good things in terms of the world of medicine, check out Ken at his at the Lake Cardiology Clinic. Also, telemedicine is available. He's a great resource. 352-735-1400 is the number for Dr. Ken's office. The question comes on hospitals more and more, and I wonder if this is happening. You have privileges at a couple of hospitals down in that neck of the woods. Are they closing children's units and in turn opening more beds for adults because there's more money? It boosts profit margins. What's your experience with adult beds versus children's beds in hospitals in your area?
Well, I think they're driven by the need. We have a couple of wonderful children's hospitals in Central Florida, and each of the general hospitals have pediatric sections. And, you know, I just think that it's driven by the need. And if there's not enough beds for children, that's a sad thing. But fortunately, In Central Florida, we're blessed with 2 hospitals devoted to children.
Are you? Really? Okay, well, Children's Hospital, that's the deal. There are a lot of them. All right, here's a question about cancer vaccines. doctors looking at this new cancer screening and then vaccines. I guess, you know, we think about cancer, we think about chemo and radiation and all that stuff, even though they've reduced chemo to pills with some. Apparently there are some studies that make some of these doctors pretty optimistic about developing a vaccine. Is that practical? Like, when we talk about vaccines, we talk about flu vaccines, COVID vaccines. Is it likely, if we have all these vaccines, there could be a vaccine for cancer?
Absolutely. The immune therapy for cancer is the future. Creating these monoclonal antibodies, they're like magic bullets that specifically target the cancer. Mm-hmm. That's the future. You know, that's how.
How far off are they, Ken? How far off do you think they are?
Well, there is immunotherapy available right now. That's Jimmy Carter with his brain cancer. Go back 10 years ago, would never be alive, and he has the good fortune. If we have a moment, I'd like to discuss some breaking news that just came out this morning. Didn't even have a chance to talk to you about. You know, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, that USPSTF, that group that has a lot of clout in setting health policy in America. That's the group that for a while said, don't get a PSA, so the insurers stopped paying for it, and you know, now they're back. But that group determines what the health insurers will cover, so they're very, very influential. And they just announced this morning that they're recommending that we screen all children ages 8 and older for anxiety. And I think that's just a sign of the times.
Mm-hmm. Well, mental health issues, from my perspective, I just really think that we are way behind many other progressive countries or the G7, or the richest countries. We just don't get it. There still is that stigma, and there ought not to be. It's just something that is a part of living and coping. So having as much attention paid to the mental health is as important as paying attention to your physical health. And you act as a counselor. Don't most doctors who care, the patients come in and they have anxiety. A lot of the stress and that caused by anxiety creates heart disease. So kind of one goes with the other, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. As a cardiologist, I don't know any really good cardiologist who also isn't part-time psychiatrist. If that mental stress, that mental health is not healthy, you're not going to have a healthy circulation.
Right. Anyway, I just said it's something that we continue. I love putting in all of the radio programs that I do, spirit, mind, body, together. It just makes nothing but sense. You can't have one. Nothing is isolated, and you just sort of back that up. So, good. Thank you. Always have questions for Dr. Ken. You can send them to Doug at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.